What a wonderful feast we celebrate today. Today is a feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And of course, we have heard the beautiful readings in which not only is he predicted, but he is born. And he divides the year in two. Up to this day, since Christmas, every day grew longer. After this day, till Christmas, every day grows a little shorter every day. He divides the year in two. And his coming, his birth, which was predicted to St. Zechariah in the temple as he was offering incense in the Holy of Holies, the holiest place considered by the Hebrews, in the temple of God, where the particular offerings, especially of incense, were offered to God, there it was that the archangel Gabriel appeared to him and told him that he would be with his wife, St. Elizabeth, the father of a great son. Now, St. Zacharias was not too willing to believe it, because both he and St. Elizabeth were in their 70s. And so he thought, what is this that he's telling me, that I'm going to be a father and my wife is going to be the mother of a son? But nevertheless, he went along, and the angel chided him and said, because thou hast not believed, from now on to the birth of this child, thou shalt be dumb. Thou wilt not be able to say not one word. And of course, thus it was. And the gospel of today reminds us of that event. So the 9 months passed. In the meantime, the same archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary in March and announced to her not only the birth of the Messiah, which she agreed to. If it were not for her agreement, we would have not had this Mass or the Church or anything. But she agreed. And then the angel said, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you and will come upon you. And so, then he tells her. And it's sort of like a proof, which of course she didn't need. She already believed. Thy cousin Elizabeth, and cousin is taken in a wide sense. There are third cousins, fourth cousins, fifth cousins. It depends on whose cousin she was in the first place, which is not a close relative, but indeed a relative. She, who is in her old age, has conceived and shall bear a son. And he shall be the precursor of thy son, of the Messiah. And so Mary tells Joseph, and immediately they rush off to the mountains of Israel, and there, she's there and announces the wonderful news to St. Elizabeth, to Zechariah, and to St. John. And she says, how is it that the mother of my God should come to me? And of course, our translations say Lord. Lord equals God. How is it that the mother of my God should come to me? For those who say Mary is not the mother of God, you have it right there in sacred scripture. Holy Mary, mother of God. They refuse it. They refuse the word of God. But she is the mother of God. In the moment she greets Elizabeth, Shalom, peace be unto you. The baby, St. John the Baptist, in her womb leapt for joy because he was freed from original sin in the womb of his mother by our Lord and by the Blessed Mother. So Mary indeed brings salvation to St. John and his family. She brings salvation to us. And St. John preaches salvation and is the forerunner, the precursor of the Son of God. So let us give thanks today for this wondrous day when he has done wonderful things for us. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.